14-year police veteran Jill Groenwald was just 2 weeks away from starting her new job with the Ferguson Police Department when then-officer Darren Wilson fatally shot 18-year-old Michael Brown. Groenwald calls the protests, arson, violence, and looting that followed the shooting surreal. But as Groenwald tells St. Louis Public Radio's Stephanie Lecce, the unrest didn't sway her from a commitment to protect the community.
When I came here and I got to see the real Ferguson and how this city adjusted to what was actually occurring, it made me want to stay here that much more, because of course I get the question, why are you nuts coming here to Ferguson when all this is going on? I'm like, no, I'm not nuts. Like, this doesn't bother me, you know? I mean, at the time, the idea of violence, the threat of violence and all of that, I knew that taking on this job. I have been thanked more in the last close to 11 months that I've been here for being a police officer and thanks for the job I do, and then I have in 15 years that I've been doing this job. So that should tell you this community is not the shootings, the lootings, the violence that you see on the news.
Do you feel like you have changed anything in your approach to the job over the last year?
I mean, look at what just happened in St. Louis. An officer was ambushed. I mean, that's an everyday thought. We were threatened with that numerous times out here on the street. You get people tell us, you're going to get yours. You got one of ours, you're going to get one of yours. And that's an everyday thought that we have to think about. So does that change your approach? Oh, absolutely.
Your reputation is that you are very active in the community and you're well known, you're visible. Why is that important to you to have that engagement?
Well, because that's our job. I get so much satisfaction out of this job by driving down a street and knowing that, you know, possibly I prevented a crime just by the officer presence there. Just, you know, that's one aspect of the community policing, but it's getting out and knowing the faces of the people that we serve. And it's going out and talking to the business owners, stopping on a street and having Kool-Aid with some kid, you know, that's selling the Kool-Aid. It's driving by and getting a wave, actively getting to these subdivisions, actively go out and speak to the neighbors, get their comfort with us, get them to understand we are here for them. We're not here to write them a stop sign ticket. You know, that's not our job out here. And it's going to take a lot on both ends. It's going to take us getting back into those communities and the community accepting all of us back for the very reason that we're there.
How do you do that? I mean, how do you build that trust?
And something like that, that's why it's important that we reach out to the community itself and let them know this is what you can expect of us. I want them to expect that I am going to talk to them like a human being, and I'm going to talk to them like I would talk to anyone. And when I say talk to them, I'm talking to everyone. I don't break it down by race. I break it down by people. That perception starts to change the more interaction that we have or they have with the police department. It takes the interaction with us without the expectation that something will go wrong. Same thing on our side. It takes our interaction with everyone with the expectation that it's not always going to go downhill.
What do you want people to know about the Ferguson Police Department?
If I wanted anybody to know anything, is you can expect whether you tell me you hate me, whether you tell me, hey, I'm there for you, I will, and these officers will, defend you. We're there to protect you. Doesn't matter if you say FTP and then you get hit by a car, I'm going to be there to pick your butt up. You know, I will be there to help you every stretch of the way. I want them to expect us to help them because that's why we're here.
Well, Officer Jill Groenwald, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.